In Madrid, Spaniards are marking a grim anniversary. 3 years ago, terrorists bombed commuter trains, killing 191 people and injuring more than 1,800. 3 days later, voters ousted a Spanish government that had supported the Iraq War. Jerome Sokolowski watched yesterday's ceremony in Madrid, and he reports that the political fallout in Spain continues.
There were no speeches, just the cello and a wreath laying by King Juan Carlos and Queen Sofia. They placed it at the base of a new memorial, a shimmering glass tower outside the Atocha commuter terminal, destination of all four of the ill-fated trains. Then the dignitaries left, a crowd approached the glass, and what was supposed to be a solemn occasion quickly disintegrated into shouting matches. This particular argument was over an anti-government rally that filled the center of Madrid on Saturday. The September 11th attacks may have united America, especially in the beginning. But in Spain, the terrorist bombings of March 11th, 2004, divided the country from the get-go. The leftist government and the right-wing opposition have constantly accused each other of trying to profit from terrorism, whether by Islamists or Basque militants. At Saturday's rally, protesters called Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero a traitor. They accused him of appeasing the Basque separatist group ETA. Earlier this month, his government allowed an ETA hunger striker to be moved from prison to house arrest. Many people were outraged that leniency was given to someone convicted of murdering 25 people. In yesterday's demonstration after the ceremony, Zapatero's backers were in the majority. "You are not alone," they told the prime minister. They called the anti-government protesters fascists, a loaded term in a nation that used to be a dictatorship. And they chanted anti-war slogans. It was almost as though the clock had turned back to the eve of the invasion of Iraq, when Zapatero, who was then an opposition candidate, led the massive anti-war protests. Spanish leftists have never forgiven former Prime Minister José María Aznar, whose support for the war, they say, led Islamist militants to attack their country. 69-year-old Luis Berlanga López says Aznar tried to change the subject by initially blaming ETA. "It wasn't ETA," he said. "They say it was ETA, but it wasn't. They deceived us." But the right wing still insists that ETA played at least some sort of role in the bombings. Now they're accusing the government of a cover-up. It's a claim that's at odds with evidence being presented against the 29 people on trial for the bombings, most of them alleged to be Islamist militants. This weekend's commemorations and protests only seem to have shown Spain as divided as ever over the train attacks. It may be no coincidence that elections are once again just around the corner. Municipal ballots this spring and a national election next year. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.